The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Aliens have invaded our country, that 60% of HUD funds go to illegals, that 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals, the anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship, that less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare, that they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A., that our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes. What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to sayno2illegals.org before it's too late.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of L.A.'s 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor, cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
Now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention, and I mean that, folks. If you ain't mad, there's something wrong with you. You're deaf, dumb, blind, all of the above. But you need to be angry, because this is the time for it. From the time that we started this show, I've been asked by many people, what was the purpose of our show? Why did we put it on in the first place? What do we hope to accomplish? There is no long-standing, complicated, historic answer that I can give you on this. It's very simple. Our goals were simple from the very beginning, and they still are. We wanted to alert the American people as to the seriousness of the invasion of this country. What I'm telling you is this invasion is huge. This is not some small thing. We wanted to do that. Then we wanted to help our government understand, if you get what I mean, we wanted to help them understand the importance of securing our borders, and we wanted to assist in the deportation of every illegal alien within our borders. In any way possible, any way we can, even if it means driving the bus and buying the gas. Now, over the course of the almost 7 years that we've been on the air, some have told me that, you know what, you're only preaching to the choir. That is totally untrue. Every week, I get an email from some guy or some nice lady who was driving on the freeway and heard us for the first time and had to pull over because they were screaming that somebody was finally saying what they wanted to say. And what they were thinking. This happens all of the time, folks. And you know what? Sometimes I get the email from those people who came across us on the internet. And then they become hardcore listeners from then on. As more of us become involved in this fight, the choir, as they put it, becomes larger. And when that happens, our voice becomes louder. The louder we are, the more pressure we can apply. And trust me when I tell you that that pressure is being felt. Proof of that is how we backed the Senate down on their quest for this ridiculous, insane amnesty that they wanted. Further proof, just this week, is the racist Congressional Hispanic Caucus demanding that the Democrat Party go after the members who have sided with Republicans on the illegal alien invasion. Now, you know I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a Democrat either. What I'm telling you is there are Republicans who are voting in the right direction, and now we've got Democrats who are joining them and voting in America's behalf on this issue. Since June, many Democrats, including 19 freshman Democrats, have voted the correct way when it comes to voting on votes that targeted this issue. The chairman of the racist Hispanic caucus, Joe Baca, is pissed about those votes. And he met last week with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to demand unanimity on immigration votes among Democrats. What he is saying is they cannot think for themselves, and there is no freedom of speech anymore. You must fall in lockstep with the party, and that lockstep is to open the borders up, allow everybody to come here that wants to come here. Of that meeting with Nancy Pelosi, Baca said, quote, she agrees that we have to start holding our members a lot more accountable. Unbelievable. Accountable. Certain members shouldn't be getting free rides when it comes to party loyalty. There has to be some form of discipline in bringing the whole team across the line, end quote. Discipline. What he is saying here, folks, is you have to all vote in lockstep. You have to all vote the same. And that vote has to be what he wants, not what that person wants. What Congressman Baca is saying is the rest of the racist caucus, what he is saying on their behalf is because it affects his race, he wants all Democrats to vote as he does, regardless of what their opinions are, regardless of what their constituents are demanding, and regardless of what's good for the country. That's what he wants. As long as his race is allowed to continue their full-scale invasion of America, that's fine. Nothing else matters. That is the prerequisite to happiness. His demands on his own party are driven by three things, folks. Race, race, and more race. That is what is driving this, because those people, the majority of illegal aliens are his race, and therefore he wants them to be amnestied. Nothing else will do. Jose Serrano of New York said, quote, he's a congressman, quote, it's pretty disturbing that in the desire to find a strategy that diffuses Republicans, yeah, that's what this country is all about, one party diffusing the other one, that diffuses Republicans, we seem to, time after time, agree with them on immigration, end quote. Do you know why these congressmen are agreeing with Republicans on immigration? Not all Republicans, because come on, some of them suck. We know that. But the ones who are doing the right thing are getting their Democrat people in their part, excuse me, the Democrat Party who are congressmen to agree with Republicans, because it is the pressure that we have put upon them that makes them see the light. Some of them are doing it because it's the right thing to do. They are not going to, just because they are Democrats, agree with what Serrano and Baca and the rest of the racist members of the Congress want them to do. They're not going to agree with that. Why would they? Just because it's going to benefit somebody's race. It is outrageous that they say these things, but they do. When freshman Democrat Congressman Heath Shuler was asked by the Hispanic caucus if he planned to consider his voting pattern on the illegal alien votes, his answer was profound. They said, are you going to consider your voting? Are you going to back up on that? He simply shook his head, no. I love it. I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan of this guy, more so than when he was a football player. I am proud of him for doing the right thing and then saying, you know what? I ain't backing down. I'm not backing down. He said he's going to stay what he's keep doing what he's doing and be consistent. And I love it. It's working, folks. And we are winning. No matter what anybody tells you, we are winning. And that old BS they hand you about, they're not going anywhere. They're not going to leave the country. Ha! We'll see. That's coming too. But right now, that pressure that we apply is not only working on the Republicans, it is also working on the Democrats. And as a result of that, the choir is getting bigger and louder and stronger. And that's what America is all about. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Rimmage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about our county bureaucracy and how one aspect of the needless duplication of oversight effort might finally be closer to an end. Last Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors requested a report from the new CAO on the performance of the Sheriff's Department's Office of Independent Review, the so-called OIR. The OIR might finally be asked to justify their $1.2 million annual cost, and that's good news to anyone who pays property taxes in Los Angeles County. The Office of Independent Review was added to the sheriff's bureaucracy 7 years ago to improve the perception of accountability among our ranks. Since we are already reviewed externally by County Counsel Merrick Bob, as well as our own internal affairs, internal criminal, and FBI, OIR doesn't seem to serve any real purpose except to provide public relations cover to the sheriff. Rather than paying lawyers to second-guess hardworking deputy sheriffs, we prefer the $1.2 million be spent on new patrol deputies in our county's underserved, unincorporated areas. That's a much more effective use of the resources. I'm Steve Rimmage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country. And I want to remind you folks about something. We're not about race here. We're about legality. We're about people coming here legally, and you should not take this out on anybody you see that's a Hispanic. That's not fair. And it's not about that. It's not about being angry. It's not about going to a Mexican restaurant and being pissed at everybody in there. If you don't want to be there, don't go. I was in one today and I had a great time, had a great meal. But let me tell you something. This is not about taking it out on people that are here legally or are immigrants or American citizens who happen to be Hispanic. This is about illegal aliens. And however you feel about them, that's up to you. But I'm telling you, do not let that flow over into people who don't deserve it. I want to welcome all the folks tonight listening and remind them that if their friends and relatives cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live at our website, theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the folks, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, KDWN 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, that number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. You know, folks, just when you think this stupid broad can't say anything stupider, she does. Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker. Woo! Man, she came out vocally this week against the border fence. Now, the American people have spoken on the border fence, and the Congress voted it in. Even the president signed it with his sorry self when it comes to these issues. But here she goes. She's down here at a trip of the annual, listen to this one, Hispanic Engineering Science and Technology Week conference. Oh, wow. She said, quote, "I have been against the fence. I thought it's a bad idea, even when it was just a matter of discussion. These are communities where you have a border going through them. They are not communities where you have a fence splitting them," end quote. They will split them after the fence is built. You can bet on that. But what about your property, Miss Pelosi? Don't you think your property has a fence through it, maybe? I'm sure there's some kind of division, some kind of barrier. I'll guarantee that. This sorry broad has been living in a gated community or security building all of her life. And now she doesn't want the same for her country. She wants a fence. She wants a barrier. But she doesn't want our country to have a barrier. That's where that line was made. And if the Mexican government didn't want that line there, they shouldn't have sold us the land. And yes, they did. They sold it to us in 1848, and they sold us more land north of that in the Gadsden Purchase. So I don't want to hear about it being stolen. Rather than hanging out with racist conferences the way Pelosi does, why doesn't she go into the communities that are hard-pressed by the results of the illegal alien invasion? Talk to the kids in the schools. Talk to their parents. Better yet, talk to the teachers about what's happening to education, especially here in California. Talk to the workers who've been displaced and their wages being slashed. Ask them whether they want a fence down there and see what they tell you. But she doesn't care about that because she is not part of the government structure that we're supposed to have where she's to represent us. She's part of the oligarchy. Nancy Pelosi, you suck. But more than that, you're the most horriblest clown of the week. Excuse me. All right, folks, let's get right to our guest.
Congressman, to let him know I'm thinking about heading down to Mexico, and I was hoping he could pull some strings to get me in. You see, I don't want to bother with legalities, no passports or visas, if you please. I'm just asking for the same deal there that we give them. And I said, can you get me in? Can you get me in? I might stay for a while and pretend I'm a citizen. Oh, but I don't want to learn the native tongue, and I won't pay taxes, that's no fun. I just want to start a brand new life if you can get me in. Now I plan to take the whole family, all my cousins and my siblings and even Aunt Bee. We'd all like jobs and a real nice place to live. I want my kids in an English-speaking school. I want food stamps, health care, I'm no fool, because all that stuff is my prerogative. Can you get me in? Can you get me in? I might stay for a while and pretend I'm a citizen. But I don't want to learn their native tongue, and I won't pay taxes. That's no fun. Just want to start a brand new life if you can get me in.
What do you think about this song, folks? This basically tells us what's happening in reverse to our country every day, but none of our politicians seem to understand that we have been invaded. These people just simply want to get in. Let's get to our guest, Bob Hayworth. Bob, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Hey, good to talk to you, Terry. I'll tell you, we're out here in Colorado, and we're huge fans of yours. Every time you come on Peter Boyle's show, we're tuned in with eager ears to hear what you got to say.
I really appreciate that. My buddy Pete, what a guy, huh?
He's a great guy.
Doing great work.
Yes, indeed.
You know, we've got this story that we've been circulating about what happened to you. You were doing a gig, folks. Bob is a songwriter and a singer. He used to be with the Kingston Trio, and he's written some very poignant politically based songs that I consider very politically correct because they're the truth, and that's the best PC you can get right there. But he was performing these songs, and there was somebody that complained. Bob, tell us the story briefly.
Well, I've been working at this restaurant, the Atlanta Bread Company, here in Lakewood, Colorado, for about 6 months. And I have a group of people that's been coming in every week, and they usually request that I play a couple of the songs that I've written about this issue. And Peter Boyles has been playing them. You've played them a couple of times out there, and they've been circulating the country. So sort of hits on talk show radio.
Yeah, they work.
I'm playing the request that night, and we're just having a great time in the restaurant, and then next thing I know, the owner calls me and says that he's received a letter of complaint.
A letter. Okay.
And
was there applause in this joint when you played?
Oh, you betcha.
Okay, so it was a letter, one person.
One person who didn't even have the balls to identify himself that night, so.
They usually don't.
No. Anyway, so the upshot was that this customer wanted to have me fired permanently, and the restaurant offered to, rather than do that, they were just going to suspend me and actually penalize me, was the word they used, by taking two of my dates away. And
well, if something you said was wrong, wouldn't they just get rid of you?
Well, you'd think, but they like the business I was bringing in.
Yeah, so what they want to do, they want to placate this clown, and they want to also keep you around because of the money.
That's correct. So I didn't feel that I deserved any kind of penalty. I didn't feel I'd done anything wrong. They had given me no guidelines when I started working there as to what I could or could not perform. And it was a night where the whole crowd was with me. So as far as I was concerned, we weren't offending anybody. And so anyway, I decided rather than to take the penalty, I just quit.
Good for you. Good for you.
Another venue.
Good for you.
So we ended up the next week at a restaurant directly across the parking lot from this place. And the poor guy looked out and saw the parking lot full, but it wasn't for him. Anyway, the upshot of this whole thing has been that the we're honing in on who this guy that wrote the letter is. And he has demanded, under threat to the restaurant, that he would take it to the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce and to higher ups in the Atlanta Bread Company corporate chain. And ultimately, Peter Boyles, through his investigation, found out that at first it was thought that it was the letter was written on letterhead from Jefferson County Public Schools. It was later determined that it was actually a business card that was left with the letter at the restaurant and got attached to the fax and went over to the corporate office. Either way, it was leverage that this fellow was trying to use because Jeffco Public Schools is a huge catering customer of this restaurant. Hmm. So suddenly the owner felt threatened that they were going to lose a large account because of what this guy had written about me. So they felt obligated to do something to appease him. So
money talks, doesn't it?
Well, apparently so. And it's a sad commentary that the restaurant felt that they were being bullied to the point where money trumped freedom of speech.
Now, Bob, what about this new restaurant? Have you performed those same songs there? Or?
Well, we did, but I prefaced the performance by asking everybody if anybody in the crowd would be offended if I did that. And, of course, the people that showed up that night all knew this whole story, so they were all on my side, so I got a standing ovation before we even started.
Probably had to sing a couple of encores, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good stuff. I mean, it just shows that there's always one. But you know what? What I found, you know, I've been this 13, 14 years now doing this immigration thing. And let me tell you something, what I found. There's always somebody that doesn't like what you say. But if you sit down and dissect the words of that song, there's not one racial thing in there anywhere. Nothing.
I challenge anybody to show it to me.
Right. And what you said, it's a parody of what's happening. It's happening in reverse to this country. Now, if that's racist for you to say it, then surely those people coming here must be racist also. And nobody wants to admit that. So, I mean, what we've got here is a double standard. Yep. These other people, the, as I call them, the chosen people, the Israelites of the new millennium, and I'm not referring to Jewish people who I get emails from when I say this. I'm just saying they are the chosen people. And what happens is they can say and do whatever you want, but if we say anything, we're racist. There's nothing about race in there. Nothing whatsoever.
Nothing. And we got to keep our mouths shut or else we're branded.
Yeah, we got to do like Archie Bunker. Stifle yourself, Edith. You know, we're in trouble. And what gets me is we are saying the truth. We are trying to protect our country. I want a great life for everybody, Bob, and I've said it many times. I also love the country of Mexico. I've been there many times. I love it. It's a beautiful country with beautiful people. But they cannot send their tired, their poor, their corrupt to our country. They cannot send people here just because they need something to eat. Those people are not starving, first of all. Most of those people down there are employed when they come here. They're coming for an American dream that they have no right to. Now, that may sound harsh, but it's the way it is. I say stay home and build a country that you won't run from. And that's not just Mexico. It's anywhere else illegal aliens come from.
That's right. And I'll tell you something else that irks me. I have a lot of friends that have immigrated here legally from all parts of the world. And
as
are
I
they
do.
Racist because they believe the way I do about this issue?
Absolutely not. I know so many immigrants that have come to this country and come the right way and want this country to be their home. They've learned the language. They've done everything they're supposed to do. And as a result, they've become Americans. We don't want anybody coming here illegally. I don't care where it's from.
And whether you come here legally or not, respect the fact that you have the right to be in this country, or you think you do anyway.
Well, I agree.
And become an American, assimilate, learn our language, and love America.
That's right.
Love freedom.
As immigrants in the past. Bob, we got about 2 minutes. What are your plans now?
Well, we're in negotiation with the restaurant to see about getting me back in there. The owner possibly wants to make amends. I feel that we've both been harmed by this one individual. And we're going to see how this plays out. There's more to come. We'll see what happens in the next few days.
I think you should be given you should collect a disrespect tax of some type from somebody, both this clown and from the owner of the restaurant. I could say a lot of things. I don't want to hurt your chances of getting back in there, but I could say a lot of things about people, spineless people like this restaurant owner who's worried about the bottom line and about a buck and not analyzing things for what they are, which is, number one, your freedom of speech. Number two, your right to perform and make a living. And thirdly, the dishonesty of this person that came and made these claims against you. All those things should be considered by this owner, and they haven't been.
Well, I hope he opens his eyes to all of that.
Well, so do we. Bob Hayworth, good luck. Folks, just so you know, I've known Bob for some time now. We've had a few phone calls together and quite a few emails. He's a great guy. He's wrote some great stuff. We love the songs here. We've played them from time to time. The whole thing about it is we believe in freedom of speech. We also believe that this country needs to be saved. And in your way, you're helping to do it, as the rest of us are. And our only hope is that more people will, as I said in the monologue, will join this choir of ours.
Well, we want to all sing together.
Yes, we do.
Tom Tancredo's heard my songs, and he loves them too. So.
Yeah, well, he's a great guy. I know him well, and we appreciate his work. And I'll tell you something, there's not a racist bone in that man's body.
That's for sure.
Bob Hayworth, thanks for coming on and spending a little time with us. Stay in touch, buddy.
Terry, we'll keep in touch, and thanks for having me.
All right, Bob.
Have a good one.
All right, there you go, folks. Here's a great guy. He's out here singing his songs, trying to make a living, but he's being political about it. And how many singers do you know that haven't been political? I mean, a lot of people get out here and say the things they want to say. Look at Alec Baldwin and Streisand and the rest of these people and Sean Penn. They can say whatever they want. Hang out with Chavez, it's okay. But this guy tells the truth in a song, and what happens? He's gone. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to play our famous clip. We will continue to play this, folks, until nobody emails me and say they were outraged and they never heard it before. Once I don't get that 1 week, we'll play something else. But every week, somebody hears Mr. Augustin Cebada and his hatred and racism toward American citizens.
I was Dean Cebada, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of LA. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. Unless they have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are, the vast majority of our people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is Aslan. This is Mexico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
On the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby. To find out how you could make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-305-5482. 800-305-5482.
Halloween is coming. You know what's really scary? Something that can make you scream like a college student trying to ask John Kerry a question? It's now playing in downtown L.A. It's called Nightmare on Spring Street.
Soy su alcalde, Antonio Villaraigosa.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
And the sequel is even more frightening because Mayor Villaraigosa turns into Governor Villaraigosa. To stop this monster, you don't need a wooden stake. You need to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad. I'm Walter Moore. You know me. You know my platform. You know my credentials. You know I'd make a terrific mayor. But you have to help. Don't put it off another day. In fact, consider Halloween the deadline. Halloween is your deadline to put up or shut up. Help me raise the remaining funds I need to get in the televised debates and turn this city around. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com and the nightmare, WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion. You know, folks, that story, Bob Hayworth, it can happen to anybody on your job. I mean, a lot of people are afraid to speak out on this for what happened. Well, you know, this guy spoke out in a song, as many people do. And, it's unbelievable. But we shouldn't be afraid, as he's not afraid. He's still singing it. He's still doing his thing. And if you folks want to go to his website, it's bobhayworth.com. And that's Hayworth with no Y. No Y. That's B-O-B-H-A-W-O-R-T-H. And that song and another song you can get there, Pesos for Pizza, if you download those songs, a part of the proceeds go to help Ramos and Compian, which is a very good cause. So check out his website. That's bobhaworth.com, bobhayworth.com. And listen to the songs. They're great. You can get the lyrics and everything else there also. One other thing before we go to the phones, and we're going to try to get to everybody. I want to give a big shout out to some of our fans who really support the show. Tennessee Nana, Stephen John Banker, America One, J. Myrtle Fuller, CB1, Pelham, UPS Driver, and Raster Master. All the good folks over at FreeRepublic.com. I want to give them a plug. They really do a great job keeping things alive for the show. We appreciate it. And I also want to give a shout out to all the good folks at the Roger Hedgecock chat room that I was part of when I did his show. They're fans of the show also. I want to give a shout out to them. All right, let's get to the phones, folks. Let's go to Daniel calling from Culver City. Daniel, what do you hear? What do you say?
Al, if you heard what Bill O'Reilly said this week, he said, well, if I was a poor Mexican, I'd cross the border.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
I hear him say that all the time. It's like,
Bill O'Reilly's an elitist, Daniel.
All the time, but if it comes to making money or has to deal with money, it's all right to break the law.
That's right.
That's how I'm seeing it. You know,
Bill O'Reilly is an elitist bastard. That's what he is. I can't think of any other words to use. Here's a man that says he's for fixing this, but he says it's okay to come here illegal. And here's what he does. Here's what this clown, this millionaire elitist clown, doesn't understand. Just because they come here, he says, well, if I was starving and I couldn't feed my family, these people are not starving. They're poor, but they're not starving.
If I'm poor, then I can go break into someone else's house.
Like Bill O'Reilly's house. Let's me and you. I bet Bill O'Reilly's got more than me and you got. Let's me and you get us some burglar tools and go take his stuff. Let's jack him. Let's take his car, his Rolex, you know, his Polk and everything else. Let's get his money.
Now,
is that okay because we're poorer than he is? But that's the same rationale that he uses for people coming here. O'Reilly is an elitist, and that's what he's always been, and he will continue to be. He is an amnestyite, and he has not changed that, Daniel.
But not only him, I hear other talk show radios, oh, well, they're just looking for work. Well, create a country in your country.
There you go.
Create a better country.
Create some work.
I keep giving these people an excuse. I got to be held accountable for what I do wrong. These people should be held accountable for what they do wrong.
Absolutely. And one more thing, Dan. This guy, O'Reilly, has got power. He has got power. He's the number one rated guy on cable news. This guy has got power. He's got a radio show. And when he spews this, what he is saying is it's okay. And he's saying, come on down. That's what he's telling the illegal aliens. Daniel, thanks for the call, buddy.
And one quick thing out there.
Yeah.
The guy in Colorado, Peter Boyles, where can I listen to him out here?
You got to go to his website. He's on Kogo, excuse me, not Kogo, K-How, K-H-O-W, I believe it's 640 or 620 a.m. Look it up. Run a search on Peter Boyles on the internet. You'll find it. You can only hear him on, he's on, I believe, from 5 in the morning to like 9 o'clock our time, something like that.
I listen to him on the internet then.
Yeah, you have to, yeah. But he's a great guy.
All right, sir.
All right, Dan. Thanks, buddy.
Much.
Let's go to Jennifer calling from Arvada, Colorado. Jennifer, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. How are you?
Just fine. How about yourself?
Oh, doing good.
Good.
This is just in response to the clip that you were doing with Bob.
Uh-huh.
I actually knew of this before I ever even knew of Bob, because the person that wrote that letter is my son's teacher.
Really?
Yes, he is. And my son came home very offended by what this teacher was spouting.
And your son didn't know Bob either?
No,
we
didn't know Bob, didn't know where he played or anything of Bob at that time. This teacher spent almost 2 class days talking about how offended he was by this these songs that he had heard.
And what kind of class is this?
It's an English class.
Now you explain to me, Jennifer, what that has to do with English.
It has nothing to do with English. Absolutely nothing to do with English. And the story that he's giving these children is that it was extremely racist, derogatory, and offensive material.
Does he play the song? Does he give the lyrics? What does he say? Does he give them any of the content of the song to explain how it's racist?
He did not.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's typical.
Yes, it is. And that went on, it's been going on and off since, you know, he went and saw Bob play.
Is your son around anywhere?
He is. He's sitting right here if you would like.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah.
Yes. What's his name?
His name is Joey.
Okay.
Hello.
Joey, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Not much. It's just that I'm pretty mad at my English teacher right now.
I could see where you would be. Does this English teacher have a name?
Scott Murphy.
Scott Murphy. And what school is this? What school do you attend? Joey?
I'd rather not tell.
Oh, that's fine. No, not a problem. Scott Murphy, and he said that Bob was a racist, correct?
Yes.
And did he give any kind of explanation as to why it was racist?
No, he actually just... what he did was he came to us on... during our second period class, and we were doing a segment on power and voice, and he was talking about how he had heard this Bob guy play at the Atlanta Bread Company and how offended he was by the songs. He didn't let us hear the songs. He didn't show us any lyrics. He just told us that they were extremely racist.
Wow.
So we had no idea who, none of us in the class knew who Bob Hayworth was and what these songs were. So we, just because an adult told us, we were thinking, well, this guy must be racist.
Right, right.
He said so.
Right. That's a common assumption. But how did you find out that the teacher was lying to you?
Well, like my mom said, one of her coworkers came in talking about it and how it wasn't true. And then my mom emailed Bob, and his wife responded back, and then she called, and we just talked about it for a little while.
Mm. Well, Joey, we appreciate you coming on, buddy. And have you said anything? Did you brace the teacher about it, or give him any of your thoughts? Or
well, the next week later, my English teacher started talking about how the Atlanta Bread Company responded to his letter, and how Bob was going to get suspended, like Bob talked about earlier. And he told us to write a journal entry on it. Well, what I wrote down is that I love this guy, and I support what these songs were and what these songs said, and if I ever got a chance to meet him, I would give him a high five.
Joey, you are my kind of guy, buddy. You are my kind of guy. Not because you agree with Bob and I, but because you think for yourself and you decided in your own mind that this wasn't racist. If I was to do a report in school, and I'm not telling you to do this, but if I was, I would make copies of those lyrics and put them in the report, and I might even pass them out to my classmates, but that's just me.
Yeah.
And Joey, thanks for coming on, and thank you, your mom. We really appreciate you taking the time with us tonight. It's important.
Anytime.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Boy, I'll tell you guys, it's a funny world when a kid sits in a classroom and what he hears is something that is a total lie from a teacher, somebody in a position of authority. Somebody that you're supposed to trust. As Joey said, it came from a teacher. It must be true. Well, now Joey just got a great lesson that, you know, some teachers lie. Some teachers lie, and this is the case with these politically correct teachers. Unbelievable. We're going to see how this story goes. We're going to stay in touch with Bob and hope that this thing works itself out, because I'm going to tell you something, folks. If it doesn't, we are all in trouble. All right, let's go to Thomas, calling from Winnetka, California. Thomas, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, not bad, Terry. It's good to hear from you. Terry, I would like to propose a law that all black people who are convicted of crimes, that they be released. Because if one group can say it's racist to enforce the legal law against them, then all the groups should be able to say, well, it's racist to enforce the law against me.
Hmm.
I mean, watch it. One group away with it and all the other ones have to deal with the law. It doesn't make sense.
I like it. I like it. I love it. Why not? And then when the brothers do it, then the American Hispanics will do it. Then the Asians will do it. And guess what? Guess who'll be next? The white guys will say, you know what? We want to get out too. Anybody should be able to break the law if these new people can break the law. Am I right?
I mean, it's insane. I mean, it's anarchy. It's crazy. And I don't buy this whole racist gag. I mean, if you are coming to this country illegally, and it just the coincidence is Mexico is also on the border, and they want to get in here, and most of them here are of the illegals are from Mexico.
And Thomas, and the people in jail that want to get out, why do they want to get out? They want to get out for a better life.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
want
true.
They want a better life. They want to go out and do the jobs that Americans won't do. That's why they want to get out of the pen. Thomas, I got to go.
Oh,
thanks.
Oh, one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Just got to keep supporting Tancredo.
Absolutely.
I love some Tancredo. He's working for Americans, and the media just will not say anything about him.
Well,
we need to keep supporting Tancredo.
That's why I got a bone to pick with Hannity and the rest of them. They have the power. I'm not saying Hannity should be for Tancredo, but he should give him equal time that he gives to those clowns. And I'm talking about of a ringling brother variety, these clowns up at the top who say the same rhetoric over and over and over, and it's not what the American people want to hear. That's it. Thanks, buddy. Take care. All right, let's go to Ron, calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
CNN Anderson Cooper had on the homicide in Hollenbeck, and you know there's gangs everywhere, and there's gangs in Hollenbeck. But what got me was Father Boyle says, Anderson asked him, do you think they deserve a second chance? And Father Boyle said they never had a first chance. So what Father Boyle's saying, it's okay to murder, commit crimes, destroy your neighbor, make people be afraid to come out of their own things. The father does it because he gets money tax free and could care less about the working person and is making a profit and is a hustler for the gangs.
Ron, when does somebody speak for us? When does somebody step up and advocate for American people? I have said this since the time I got involved in this issue. Who speaks for the American child? There's 1,000 people advocating for illegal alien children, but who speaks for the American child who's stuck in a classroom with a half a day's education because he doesn't speak a foreign language? Nobody. Nobody steps up and advocates for that kid. Nobody advocates for the worker who's lost his wages and his way of life. Nobody.
And also, something else, another illegal code thing for illegal aliens. Every newborn is going to get $5,000, which means it's mostly going to be illegals.
Yeah, that's from Hillary.
Clinton.
She wants $5,000. She doesn't care if they're illegal or not. That is outrageous. Ron, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, Terry.
All right. Let's go to Crazy Steve calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Greetings from the People's Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado. You know, there's somebody up there in Fort Worth. He's got a deli. I forgot what it's called, but up there in Farmers Branch. And his business has fallen off by half because they're boycotting him for supporting that anti-illegal alien ordinance up there.
Well, if
I find out what it is, I'll tell you next time.
Yeah, and let's go buy a sandwich.
Huh?
Let's all go buy a sandwich.
Yeah, and of course, you know, people in Austin, they just opened up a Mexican-American cultural center. You go down there and see all the bloody Aztec, fang-faced demon gods, you know, that blasphemous stuff that's on their flag. You ought to talk about that sometime on your show. But most of all, I want to talk about Ramos and Compeon coming up first Saturday of the month, AmericanFreedomWriters.com, where you can find out more and the contact information. The following cities: Fort Myers, Florida; San Diego; Tucson; Manhattan, New York; Omaha, Nebraska; Bullhead City, Arizona. Those places are right in the eye of the storm of this illegal invasion. You know, shame on you, Austin. We only got 6 people out last weekend. But, you know, if you could get together half a dozen people, get out there in a high visibility place, even if you get out there during the week, if you get some people, if not, get out there on the weekend and keep this issue alive, because these poor guys are rotten in jail.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call, buddy.
That's AmericanFreedomWriters.com.
All right, take care.
You too.
Let's go to Greg calling from Reno, Nevada. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, hey, Terry. First thing I wanted to say is I always look forward to listening to you every week. Love your show.
Appreciate it, buddy.
To give out a phone number for 2008 volunteers to run against Loretta Sanchez down in Southern California.
Sure.
If you're interested, call 714-864-7241. Now, what I wanted to talk about was some good news. We had some ICE raids up here in Reno this week.
Yeah, McDonald's. Don't you love it?
11 of them. And the interesting thing is, I was reading in the newspaper, the guy that owns these 11 McDonald's, His name is Luther Mack, and he's what I call a cheap labor punk. And I want everybody to understand, cheap labor is very expensive. Think about when you bought a cheap bicycle when you were in grade school, how it kept breaking down, how it costs more in the long run than a well-made bicycle. Same thing with a well-made car versus a cheap car. By going after cheap labor, we have to pay more in taxes to support them for welfare and health care. We have higher insurance premiums because we have people out driving drunk on the roads. We have higher homeowners insurance because of burglaries. We have jobs going overseas. We're getting defective products and poison toothpaste and the like.
Yep.
So
we're crumbling before our very eyes, and it's sad, Greg. And I tell people all the time, they're saying we've got to make sure that everything is built right in China. No, let's stop making it in China. Let's bring it home and make it here, and let these companies make a little less money. They're still going to get rich. They just won't get filthy rich. American people can make a living. Let's fix this. I mean, we cannot keep exporting everything in this country. If we do, what are these people going to make? Where are they going to get money to buy those cheap products from China? They're not going to have any money at all. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I want to say that we're missing the boat, Terry. The number one, the problem, yes, the Dream Act was a problem. The amnesties bill is a problem. Immigration's a problem. But they're all symptoms of the bigger problem. The number one threat that this country faces is called the North American Union and the SPP, the harmonization of this continent. That's why this president and the power elite are allowing the unchecked, unregulated invasion of this continent so we can lose our national identity and be assimilated. I mean, I was pretty pissed off last week when I had to watch the Dallas football game, and they have Dolos, you know, in Spanish.
Yeah,
they have,
unbelievable.
You know, I mean, they're trying to basically
And Jim ran commercials on English language TV in foreign languages. That's outrageous.
Like Papa John's. That used to be my favorite pizza here. Papa John's pizza. No longer will I be buying Papa John's.
Good for you.
Let's don't even talk about McDonald's.
I wouldn't. McDonald's is one of the biggest employers of illegal aliens in this country, and they're getting caught, starting at Reno, up there where Greg lives. They're starting to bust these people finally, and I love it. The only thing I'm mad about, they didn't bust enough of them. They have no right to be here. They're illegally in the country. They should be busted. McDonald's should have to pay a fine. McDonald's, whoever hired them at that franchise should go to jail for hiring illegal aliens, and that's how you fix the problem. Jim?
We need to put bounties on these illegals. And give the person that reports it like 25% of the bounty that the government collects from these employers.
Got no problem with that. Thanks for the call, Jim. Let's go to James calling from Dallas, Texas. James, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. I was calling in reference to Steve's call about the diner in Dallas. It is the Blue Star Deli.
Okay. And this guy's on our side?
Yes. He has hosted radio shows for John David Wells, who went to the rallies in D.C., and another talk show host on the same station here in Dallas.
Blue Star Deli in Dallas.
Yes, it's on... Everybody
really
in Beltline, I think.
Everybody get in there and buy a sandwich from him. James, thanks for the call, buddy.
You got it.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Virginia, calling from Bullhead City, Arizona. Virginia, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I heard the guy talking about Papa John's, and... We just had that recently here where the advertisements came out for help in Spanish, and we put out a press release to boycott them, and they backed off, and the new advertisements came out with no Spanish on them.
Hmm.
So it can be done, but
it's
you know what
it's
we've been
out, it's
for
out,
so long.
Virginia, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. It's like young black men that I know right here in this town, where they were raised, their parents were raised, their grandparents and great-grandparents are all from Los Angeles. They cannot get the same jobs that illegal aliens can get. You know why? Because the Los Angeles Times only puts certain jobs in their want ads, but the Los Angeles Times also owns a big chunk of La Pinon, the Spanish language paper. There's thousands of jobs in there if you can speak Spanish, but if you're only English speaking, there's only a fraction of those jobs in there, and that's been proven time and time again. It is ridiculous that American workers are not even exposed to those Papa John jobs, and the same thing with La Pinon and Los Angeles Times. It is unbelievable.
And that's what, you know, the people have to speak up and say it, you
yes.
know, and they have to...
And do what you people did in Bullhead City.
Right.
Go down and make a statement. Virginia, thanks for the call. Call me again.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Robert calling from Santa Barbara, California. Robert, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, sir. Pelosi is the clown of the week. Now, this is fact. Pelosi's got a bunch of corporations that hire illegal aliens and employ illegal aliens right now as we speak, and ICE needs to go ahead and bust her butt. And
That's a horrible thought to me, Robert.
Well, but, go ahead and do it because that's what she's doing anyway. The next thing is in Nevada, they did bust a bunch of people working at McDonald's corporation.
In Reno, that was good. That was good news.
With a bunch of illegal names. And now the last thing is I got to go ahead and write a bill demanding that all the voters' registration places say no. They have to verify documentation, run the social security, run the documents. No illegals voting at all.
Robert, is that too much to ask that we demand people prove who they are when they cast their vote?
We got to do it. We got to write a bill for this election because what happens is they also do it multiple, too. We just found out that what they do is they can vote in 5, 6, 7, 8 states at the same time. One state don't check with another state if John Doe voted here, voted there. So what they do is they get together. La Raza tells them on a computer what they do, and they vote multiple times. And they'll also steal your name to say that you voted in Kansas, and you don't even live in Kansas. So we have to verify citizenship, and it has to be mandatory because that's how it's happening.
All right, buddy.
The crooks are getting paid off by the corrupt organizations, and then the illegals are voting according to what they're being told. They have their teachers. Remember, today we march, tomorrow we vote. Well, they're doing it. They're going to try to get their people in there. We need
well said, Robert.
Investigated, and we need to have no illegals voting.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Well said. Let's go to Tom, also calling from Santa Barbara, California. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, I've got an email address with Scott Murphy.
Do you?
Arvada High in Colorado.
How about that?
You ready?
Let's have it.
S. Murphy at jefferson.k12.co, the abbreviation for Colorado, .us.
One more time.
Sure. It's S. Murphy at jefferson.k12.co.us. You can Google it too. You can go to Arvada High School in Colorado and look him up under the staff.
I want you guys to napalm this guy's email address.
I've already shared some thoughts with him, but
on this guy's email address.
You know, and I
blow
also
it
emailed
up.
The principal of the school.
That's good too.
And I said it was an if. I said, if everything reported is accurate, this guy's a Nazi and should be terminated. But, you know, we'll give him the opportunity to see whether he's clean or not.
There you go. Tom, anyway, we really appreciate that information, buddy.
You bet.
We're going to make sure that this guy gets email. And those of you folks that email him, let me know. I need to hear from you. I appreciate it. Thanks, Tom.
See you, too.
All right, buddy. Let's go to David calling from Anaheim. David, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Okay. Hi, Terry. Yes. One of the most, if not the most cherished inheritances we have from our forefathers is our voting rights.
That's right.
Illegal voting suppresses and subverts our voting rights, not only by taxation, by unrepresentation. I mean, folks, we are in the same condition. These pro-illegal alien congressmen are using our money.
You got
without representation against our will.
Got about 20 seconds, David.
Okay. Loretta Sanchez has done nothing to stop the illegal voting. Nothing.
That's how she got in office. That's how she got in office with the illegal voting.
Right. Nothing to stop the fake ID business, which causes illegal voting, allows them to vote illegally. I want to give out our website.
Make it quick, David.
Volunteer to help get this woman out.
Got to go, David. Thanks for the call. I gave him a chance. He blew it. You got to be quick. When I say quick, it's quick. Well, the show is over with. I want to remind you folks this week with the swings. Hillary, it takes a miracle to raise a commune. And check, please. You can read those on our website this week with the swings. David, call back next week and give out your email address. I want to thank my buddy Alex Cano, engineer Deluxe, for doing the show. I want to thank Mel for taking your calls. My producer, Michael Wollner. Don't forget Mark Edwards with TheWakeUpAmerica.com following me, Kevin James, every weekday night, 9 o'clock right here on KLA. And stick around for Loris Rascala Live coming on right after us. Buy something made in America this week, folks. It is very, very important.
important. If you don't, who will? We need your help to stay on the air. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We do need your help, folks. Without you, we shall perish, and that ain't no lie. I want to give you those three websites we talk about every week, theterryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at immigrationbuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network, saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention.